This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The Venice Biennale is kind of like the Olympics of the contemporary art world. Every 2 years, countries ask their best and brightest to show work at an art fair that pretty much completely takes over Venice. The artist representing the United States this year is Sarah Z. She uses everyday stuff, Q-tips, packing peanuts, aspirin, light bulbs, moss, whatever, to build giant, colorful structures resembling DNA models or machines from some zany sci-fi movie. They're wonderful. One of Sarah Z's inspirations for the installation she's just about to unveil in Venice is an exhibit called Mathematica. It was designed a half century ago by Charles and Ray Eames and now lives at the New York Hall of Science, which is on the grounds of the 1964 World's Fair, and that is where I met up with it.
Did you love this exhibit?
Yeah, completely.
This one over here is actually one of my favorites. Let me show you this one over here.
Mathematica is an exhibit of mathematical principles in action. Probability is the constant din you hear behind us. It's a huge plexiglass case with balls that fall between wire rods.
So hundreds of black balls are falling down into...
That is the emptying out of all the balls that are falling in the probability model.
Forming a bell curve as they fall to prove probability.
Back in 1961, IBM commissioned Charles and Ray Eames to create Mathematica and have it travel around the country. I saw it at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago in 1964 when I was 9 years old.
I remember these things that go into the soap and make geometric forms. I remember that celestial mechanics thing. So I've not been here, but I've been here.
Sarah Z saw it as a child, too. But now that she's an artist, to her, it doesn't seem like just a teaching exhibit anymore.
I love this because the whole exhibit is like an artwork. So that's interesting to me. But the other thing that I love about this exhibit, and the reason why I thought this one was really interesting, is because I'm also really interested right now in my sculpture and the idea of how to model information and how sculpture can be that effort to try and take, you know, three rubber balls and figure out the universe through it. And this, in this show, just the actual models that they've made to try and relate information are so beautiful as sculptures.
And the whole exhibit is meant to explain, not in a dumbed-down way, but in a straightforward and accessible way, the various notions in math and physics.
But this is something that when you look at a Titian or you look at a Mondrian, your eye is doing all the time,
right?
So in some ways, it's talking about the act of seeing.
And therefore, it's like art of the last century.
Yes, exactly.
Sarah Z says that for a while she was visiting Mathematica almost every weekend as she was thinking about what she wanted to do in Venice. Z won't tell me exactly what that is. It's a secret until the show opens, but she did sketch some of her plans for me.
So this is what the pavilion looks like.
So you go to the left, and this is the first piece is in this little side wing?
Yes, exactly. Yep. And then this room will be very dark. You'll come in and hopefully it's sort of your whole sense of scale will shift as you go into that space.
And then go into the what is supposed to be the main entrance.
Place. To give away
that. Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Okay. But it is good.
Spoiler alert.
This is actually a good surprise.
It's called Triple Point, and the installation's got a lot to do with the architecture of the U.S. Pavilion in Venice. It's an old-fashioned neoclassical building, white pillars in front, a dome on top. It's small, but it's the kind of place that's meant to be all about a grand entrance, which Z is going to mess up.
We're going to walk in through the emergency exit doors and cross through the back room. So the first room is a back room. Second room is the side room. Huh. Then you go through the rosette.
How perverse.
Hadn't used that word yet.
A building like that is supposed to tell you exactly where to go and what's what.
Right, exactly. And so in some ways, my conversation with the building is to totally throw that off and to make it much more of a sense of hopefully wandering, of discovering work, of exploring sort of the nooks and crannies of the building, if you will, so that you find the artwork and it's instead of it being presented to you.
Sarah Z's structures are elaborate. They creep along floors, build up toward the ceiling, cut through walls. But they're all made of stuff you could find at a 99-cent store. Shelving, lamps, ladders, car parts, birthday candles, aspirin. She told me that when she started doing this kind of sculpture, she thought a lot about the question, how does an object become valuable?
Like, how does that sweater that you're wearing, how do you feel like that's your sweater? When you think about it, you know that hundreds of people own the sweater, but you have this kind of feeling of intimacy, and that what objects in your life do you actually value, and how is value created with those objects? So, you know, one of the things that I want is when you go onto site is to show objects that are very familiar, that feel very commonplace, that we know we've seen 5 minutes before in our bag or on a shelf in a store. But for some reason, in that location, they have the residue of memory, of emotion.
I'm told that sometimes people leave stuff, their own stuff, in among your stuff.
Well, the good thing is that they don't actually take things. And that's what's very interesting is that, you know, they leave things like a bus ticket, a paperclip, a piece of gum. Usually it's something that's readily available in their pocket. And I find it kind of interesting, kind of nice in a strange way that people participate. It has this kind of quality of, you know, when you go to like a Japanese shrine and people leave a little note. It's so wrong in a museum that I think it's sort of interesting.
You studied architecture as well as fine art. You're the child of an architect. Your work has a sort of, you know, makes a sense of place. This, it sounds, if not huge, incredibly ambitious.
I hope. I mean, you know, you get, it's the American Pavilion. You gotta give it all you got.
Sarah, thank you very, very much for talking. And good luck in Italy.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Z's installation for the United States Pavilion at the Venice Biennale opens this week. You can see images of her work at studio360.org.